Hey, what's going on, everybody? Real quick, before we start the show, just wanted to give a shout out to all of the fine folks over at our Patreon. It's patreon.com/darkwindowspodcast. You'll hear me do that about 1,000 times throughout the episode. It's fine. But if you go over there, $5 a month gets you access to 70, however many episodes we've got on Patreon. We got a bunch up there. We do a new one every week. So, without further ado, thank you to Richard Dunphy, Don Birch, Kale Raymond, Brian, didn't post his last name, that's okay, you keep your secrets, Brian, Becca Fuller, Ben Semple, who's our one of two English listeners, I still haven't figured out how they don't spice their food with everything that they've done, David Mengus, who, by the way, if you like what you're hearing here, content-wise, not my voice, because I'm not on it, him and Sarah do a great show every week, called the Macabre Emporium. So if you like the content you're getting here, like that kind of weird, not real sure what the hell's going on, kind of spooky dooky shit, and some true crime, you'll love it. So go check them out. And again, patreon.com/darkwindowspodcast, $5 a month, gets you access to all of our back catalog and stuff, and pretty much anything we've got coming out in the future, including the episode that's going to drop here in a couple days after you hear this. So without further ado, let's get on with the show.
What's going on, everybody? We're back. It's episode number 240 something.
247.
Ah, fuck.
You were close.
Shit.
You used Balls. Words.
Even I knew that.
Yeah, we have a guest.
Hello, back again.
Yeah, and I was like,
he's the second shortest person we've ever had on the podcast.
Hey-o.
After my son.
Yes.
This is episode 247.
Oh, what? Not even a year, dude.
He'll be a year old a little bit after this drops, yeah.
I take offense to that.
But he's still like a third of your height.
Yeah.
He can almost reach the desk.
Actually, he might be half your height. He's 2'6" at the moment, so 2'4", sorry.
I'm 5'4", so he's a little less.
Yeah. He'll be your height by the time he's 4. So
yes.
He's got that weird, like, filthy fucking Northern European blood that makes him kinda tall, and it's gonna be a tub, but that's okay.
I'm screwed. I'm Irish.
Same ish. But so anyway, Kevin, oh, that's right. It's my turn.
It is.
So,
because we had a snafu.
Yeah, we had a not really episode last time, but this was supposed to be last week, and I'm glad it wasn't, because if it was, it wouldn't have been done, because I finished it at 6:30 tonight, and we sit here recording at 8, so.
That's okay.
But it's done now, sort of, because, I say sort of, because there's so much shit that I couldn't cover it all and not have this be a fucking 6-hour episode.
Yeah.
This week, we are talking about Bohemian Grove.
Which,
you have any idea what that is? Oh, buddy, you're about to find out a whole bunch of shit.
Oh, shit.
Because I know you trust the government a whole bunch and stuff, so.
So much.
Yeah, so much.
You are like not going to trust them after this.
No. You shouldn't trust anybody anyway, because just shit's bad anyway. You can take that with you. You don't have to keep leaning in like you're on fucking trial. Like, you know, just lean in like. That is correct. Yes. And you sit back.
That is correct, Senator.
And you usually get one of the little stick ones. A little, like, a pitcher of water and shit.
Yeah.
Senator.
Yeah.
Then you put the hand over the mic. Yes.
I'd like to speak with my attorney off mic, please. Okay. I'm allowed to answer that question. Thank you. So the club was originally started back
club
in 1872. Or it is kind of a club.
Whatever.
It's a big club, and we're not fucking in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was started in 1872, north of San Francisco in Sonoma County, California.
Says it all.
It was started as, quote, an escape from the strangeness of the West Coast and the Judeo-Christian norm. So. And they definitely did that.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
They went, yeah.
Kind of, because there's some shit there that is still mentioned in the Judeo-Christian stuff. Usually not in a positive light, but, you know, we'll get there. So these guys, and when I say guys, I mean men, because it's a men's only club.
Yes.
Which.
No girls allowed.
Yeah, exactly. There was a feminist group in, like, the late 80s, early 90s that was like, We wanted to get into the club, and they're like, fuck you. I don't fucking think so. This is
fuck.
Yeah. You got a dick, you ain't getting in.
They're the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
You can't do that now, though, because that would, like...
Well,
yeah, like, listen, I identify as a man, so I can come in.
Yeah.
They're like, nah.
I think there's still a bunch of old boys that are like, no.
Yeah.
No. You weren't born with it. You don't get to come in.
Right. So these guys spend a couple weeks out in the woods doing God only knows what. Well, I mean, God and Alex Jones, because he knows.
Making the frogs gay.
You know what? Everybody gives him shit for that until, like, all these years later when they've done fucking research and they go, wow, these chemicals actually did change the frogs' genders, which is strange.
Yes.
Because nobody knew about that beforehand.
Or some other things that are going on.
Still
that,
great to say.
You know, and I know people are going to give us shit give me shit specifically for using Alex Jones as a reference point, but he's not always wrong. Is he an asshole? Yes.
Yes,
yes he is.
Very
he's
much.
A huge asshole.
Yes.
But.
So are you.
Exactly. But he knows what he's talking about. He's not just making shit up half the time.
No.
He
kind of was on the nose with a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, like, a document that I recently downloaded on my phone, somewhere to the tune of 340-ish pages about the U.S. government's response to a potential terrorist attack on a civilian building with using airplanes as a weapon that he had been talking about since the late 90s, that was published in August of 1997, and then, I don't know, a couple years later, some shit happened.
That happened to be, you know, two airplanes,
into
another building, one into a field?
Yeah, and he'd been talking about that for fucking years before it became common knowledge that this document even existed, or that, you know, we found a fucking indestructible Saudi Arabian passport, but...
Hey, don't worry.
He's an asshole.
Potato, potato.
Yeah. You know?
It happens, you
anyway.
Know?
So, one article... Yeah, it's fucked. It's just how it is.
It's haunted.
It's not haunted. It's just...
No, just the houses.
Yeah, exactly. So, one article I'm going to use as a source. It's got some pretty obvious spin to it. A lot of butt covering, but...
butt stuff.
They make it out to be like, oh, it's just a bunch of good old boys having fun out in the woods, and which is most likely not the case, as we're going to talk about. The first 50 years or so of the club, of the club's existence, it was just as easy for anyone to get in there as it would be for a world leader.
Yeah. I mean, I bet you back then it was.
Right. Not anymore.
Yeah.
So since the 30s, a bunch of Republicans took over, and they're like,
uh-huh.
Yeah, this is ours now. Nobody else can come in here.
Shocker.
Pappy Bush.
Yeah, one of them, but
well,
it doesn't...
I'm talking about not
you're talking about Vannevar.
Yeah.
His old man, yeah.
Not Herbert, not Walker
no.
Bush, but...
Bush Senior's daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not hit, Herbert Walker Bush, but Walker Bush. I'm
Which
talking
we
about
have
daddy.
To talk about George Bush Senior at some point, because he went through some crazy shit in World War II, and he was... This fucking close. And if anybody can't see, it's about...
it's a bee's dick.
Sea hair.
Two eighths. Two sixteenths of an inch close.
Brown sea hair.
To being eaten by fucking Japanese soldiers during World War II. Okay? All I'm saying is that an airplane saved his life so that two airplanes could save his son's career as a politician. Anyway,
is it coincidence?
That's strange for the Japanese planes. No, probably not.
No.
But you know, Republicans and Democrats are the same fucking thing. They just wear different colored ties.
True.
So they soon got in on the action too. And, this kind of became an area where we can put our political differences aside and just be real fucking weird with each other. Okay. So the grounds themselves are actually, it's kind of a beautiful campground. It's 2,700 square acres full of giant redwoods and these little camps. It's still not open to the public because it's private property of the Bohemian Club, which also has a building that they own in downtown San Francisco. It's like a 5-story building that nobody's allowed to go into unless you are a member of the fucking club. You got to bring your card with you and everything.
What's the secret passcode?
Secret password is that they're all on Epstein's fucking flight logs. So that's most likely the password.
That is the password.
Yeah.
Epstein's flight logs.
The password is child trafficking.
Ah. Yes.
Which is just a right-wing conspiracy anyway, but whatever. You know, because people don't get trafficked. You didn't hear, we talked about that on Patreon a couple weeks ago. About that movie that everybody was fucking losing their mind about. Because like, it's just a bunch of propaganda for stupid right-wing. But like, motherfucker, there is footage of people, of children being kidnapped from their parents and trafficked. Yeah. In the movie. Like, actual fucking footage of it.
Yeah, and it... I mean, if,
it's a thing that's been happening forever.
And if a movie beats out a Harrison Ford movie?
Correct yourself, motherfucker. An Indiana Jones movie.
Okay, sorry.
A Harrison Ford movie could be dog shit. An Indiana Jones movie?
Not
more than likely going to be good. Yeah. Unless it's got Shia LaBeouf in it, then it doesn't exist because it sucked.
I don't
fuck
think
you.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Dude, it was terrible.
It was.
It was fucking terrible.
Well,
it replaced Temple of Doom as my least favorite Indiana Jones movie when it came out. And that's saying something, because Temple of Doom is still good. But it's not as good as Raiders or Ark.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm sorry. Raiders or Crusade.
I agree. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. But you digress.
I do. A lot.
I get you. I get you.
So now the tricky part of this topic is that the club is so secretive that the only real information that the public has come to gather is either from...
A lot of coming.
There's a lot of that. But it's all from either whistleblowers or people that have infiltrated the site.
So they whistle, they blow while they whistle.
Promise that was not me swimming today.
That's why I'm like, you coming tonight? And you're like maybe. And I'm like, I meant like down here to record, you know, dismissive wanking gesture. Yeah, but you said, no, you weren't coming down. I'm like, well, you're not doing the other one then either. So,
fuck no, I'm divorced.
Hey, man, hands are free. They're connected. It's not cheating.
It never says no.
So even the locals in the area were like a little bit on edge with this whole thing. Like Alex Jones and his camera crew come in and they're interviewing locals. It's like this little fucking like mom and pop, like deli kind of thing. The documentary, if you're interested... Highly recommend it, because there's a lot of weird shit that happens in it. It's called Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and you can find it on goddamn YouTube. It's been there since time in memoriam,
yeah.
Essentially. So he interviews a guy that worked at the camp previously, and the guy is really hesitant to answer any questions. And you can tell by the way he's approaching things, he's thinking things through before he answers the questions.
Yep.
Then he gets answered a question. And he's like, and just like hymns and haws and fucking walks off.
So what you're trying to say is, yes, you were there. Yes, you fucked little boys.
He was a worker there.
Well,
he got asked a question about like, hey, have you ever met any of these, you know, big wigs that have been there? And he's like, I gotta go. My gas is ready, and he just like walks off. Common consensus from the locals is that. They don't really know what the hell's going on out there, but there's a lot of politicians, world leaders, defense contractors, Hollywood bigwigs. All these fucking guys show up to this real little town, and they're there for a couple weeks. They never come into the town, and they just go through it to get there.
Yeah.
Another common thread is that back in 2000, when it was filmed, a lot of people didn't trust the government. Unfortunately, too many people trust the government now.
To be fair, though, a lot of the... people in the government aren't trusting the government now as well.
Now.
Because...
Now, like I said, now.
Because there's, like... Well, I'm saying now. Because, like, now, you know, you get, like, shit about UFOs coming out more and more.
Well, there's a... I have a big, big fucking pain in the ass of this whole UFO thing. Because, yes, we're going to talk about all this UFO disclosure. What the fuck's going on other than that that you're not telling us about? This is a smokescreen. It's just like the fucking submarine was.
As I keep telling everybody.
Something is going
here,
on.
Here's this. Pay attention to this. Pay attention to this. Okay, go behind me. Pay attention to all this stuff.
I keep telling everybody. It's just things coming out about it. It's the testing of waters. Okay. Let me hear about it. Let me say it. Testing of waters. The first test was... Oh, hey, we're going to do the Space Force. Everybody's like, oh, my God, what the fuck do you need a Space Force for? Okay.
Asteroids and shit.
Fine. Space Force. Okay. Now it's this whole, let's say that you can, you know, we want all the military folks to tell us without worry that they saw UAPs, unidentified.
We can call them UFOs. Phenomena. We're old fashioned here.
Aerial phenomena. That's what they're calling them now.
I don't
UAPs.
Give a fuck.
Because they're calling it UAPs because, they don't really know who it belongs to. If it's us or if it's them.
So what's the difference between that and an unidentified flying object? It's an object that's flying that you can't identify.
It's going through the air. It is flying.
I don't know.
And it is an object.
But what I'm saying is there's other things that are happening parallel to this that are getting no attention. It's like the whole thing with the submarine. We have to pay attention to this because dickheads climbed into a fucking soup can and went to the bottom of the ocean. Well, that's going on. Hunter Biden is getting away with fucking felonies that would put any of the rest of us under the prison.
And he did.
He did. And that all happened. All of that trial and shit happened.
You want to buy some coke?
Yeah. No, he left his in the White House. But
no, he didn't. According to
they'll never the identify CIA. With all those fucking...
It wasn't his pants.
It was.
We'll
it
never
was
identify it with all those cameras and, you know, I mean, fingerprinting, which we've been able to do since the 1830s.
Listen.
Whatever.
They couldn't find any fingerprints.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
There was nothing there.
It was in an area of the White House where there's not traffic allowed other than people that are, you know, family.
I don't know.
Weird. Weird how that works.
Hey, you know, the CIA wouldn't lie to us. They wouldn't pull back and have a president shot. Come on.
No.
Never.
Never.
Back and to the left.
Never overthrown another government or anything. It's fucking crazy.
They wouldn't fly airplanes into a building either.
No.
They didn't fly them. They paid people to fly them.
No, that Saudi Arabian guy that we found his fucking his passport, like we just talked about, you know?
You know.
We've never given money to a foreign government to fight a war on our behalf or anything like that, like in Ukraine.
Sounds like
or...
you almost see another conspiracy episode.
None of it's a fucking conspiracy.
No,
it's true.
Not anymore. No, we just need to get it out on the table again.
You know, it's like, oh no, we found an extra $40 billion that we accidentally sent to fucking Ukraine. Like,
we slipped.
Fuck? Oh, you fall on it in the shower and can't find it?
Yes, they did. People. They slipped. They were like, oh, sorry, oops.
What I thought was weird with that is like, we found all this extra money that we're like, I will just send it over to them. And then fucking the Wagner Group's like, 2 days later, fighting Russia. We're like, wait a second.
With a lot of really good weapons.
Hello. And then all of a sudden the money runs out and he's like, ah, fuck this. I'm going to Belgrade or wherever the fuck he ended up. Now the Russians are hunting
Russia.
Him. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Listen.
I don't like to use this word, but I think our government might be retarded. So, anyway, let's get back to more of this goofy bullshit. So, quite a few of the locals have been stopped and bothered by men in dark suits and told to get away from the area, even when they're really not all that close. Like,
I'm 2 fucking miles away. God,
yeah,
you're still too close.
There was a dude that was riding his bike.
I'm in my house.
He rode by the end of the road that leads up to the camp, and he was stopped by what he thinks were FBI agents and told, you need to turn around and leave. And he's like, but I'm just riding my bike. And they're like, we don't give a fuck. Go back from whence you came.
I live over there.
They turned his ass around, so he had to go around a different route to go where he was going.
This is bullshit. Yeah. I had to go out of fucking round.
I'd have pedaled my ass.
And you know that he's telling the truth because he has silver rim sunglasses.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And like frosted tips and shit.
He looked
like Eminem's stunt double if he was filming a movie about being a meth head. So,
vanilla ice.
So most of the people that try to sneak in are caught after just a couple of hours. Security's pretty tight.
Only a couple hours.
Yeah.
Wow. Hours.
You got to remember, it's a big fucking place. It's 2,700 square acres, and it's all full of woods and shit. But a lot of people have come into contact with, you know, barbed wire, electronic monitoring systems, shit like that around the perimeter.
Minor.
And there's also been a lot of reports of, you know, the scary black helicopters flying around and monitoring with thermal devices out the sides of them.
Ooga,
like those
ooga
big, giant fucking things that almost look like a rocket pod, it's a thermal device.
What you hiding down there?
Exactly. And I can already hear, like I said, I can already hear people, Alex Jones is a fucking nut job. But
but he's not stupid.
He's not wrong. And what he filmed here is what has been happening here since the fucking 30s. The same thing every single year.
I'm gonna have to watch this later.
Dude, it's crazy. It's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
But it's the same shit that's been happening since the 30s with just like a rotating door of different people showing up for it.
Yeah.
It's
like the Bilderberg Group. Not wrong about that.
Very, very closely tied to that. A lot of the guys here are Bilderberg, their Trilateral Commission, their World Economic Forum, their all these different shady fucking organizations that have everybody's best interest in mind when they really goddamn don't.
And everybody says, oh, talk about Bilderberg Group. I'm like, well, Donald Trump went there.
No, it didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, Donald Trump did. And guess what? Oh, he became president.
Yeah.
Wow. Weird. The only one that didn't of our most recent presidents? Obama.
Bullshit. He attended a meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, 3 days before Hillary Clinton pulled out of the election. Suck my balls.
Oh. Okay, I stand corrected.
But I can't see the tinfoil hat because it's under my hair. So
I'm still not sucking your balls.
You should, though. They're tasty. Now, let's get into
it's hot out.
You just you run a finger and
pop
it in. It's hot out. It's salty.
Done it. Who hasn't? Whatever. Fuck it.
Not me.
Just sweat and hair. It's fine. So let's get into some of the features and layouts of the Grove itself. There are more fucking guest cabins and shit that I care to count in the name.
But guest.
I found some that are either very interesting or completely fucking hilarious. So we'll move on to Sons of Toil and Sons of Rest, which are next door to each other, because why not?
I think there's... I don't know what the fuck they are, but okay.
They're camps.
No, I'm just saying I don't know what toil and rest and
It's
whatever.
We have Lost Angels.
Okay.
And then down the road from that one, we have...
Is that the new version of Lost Boys?
I don't know.
They're all vampires.
Down the road from there, we have Owl's Nest.
Ah!
And that one will make a little bit more sense here as we go.
Okay.
We have Capistrano, which that's where all the coffee's at.
It's where all the swallows go.
Yeah, the swallows, yeah. Well, some get swallowed. But
only some get swallowed. They get, you know, spit.
Then we have the Derelicts.
Uh-huh.
Green Mask, which for some reason I don't know why that one just felt weird.
Oh, it's
I'm like,
the
I better
mask.
Put that on there. It's, it makes me uncomfortable.
So just where Jim Carrey goes.
We have Seven Trees.
Not eight, but seven.
The Bush, I am not fucking making this up, the Bush family's personal cabin.
Oh.
And they've named it, it's called Hillbillies. But I say that it's, I'm not kidding when I say it's their personal cabin. That's where the Bushes stay when they go.
Okay.
Every motherfucking Bush that has ever been anything, including poor old Jed, that simple little man.
Yep.
He's stayed there as well. We have Hermits, Cliff Dwellers, Friends of the Forest, and then Care. Which will also come up again.
Care Bear?
Care. Just Care.
Oh.
Just Care with a capital C.
Oh.
Anytime we hear the word Care in here, it has a capital C as if it is a person.
Okay.
There's a reason for that.
Okay.
There's also some gathering areas like the Campfire Circle, which is pretty self-explanatory. It's a large circular area for big bonfires and shit. The Dining Circle, also self-explanatory. There's a bar and grill across the trail from the campfire.
Well, of course.
There's also an auditorium for the fellas to put on talent shows and plays.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, they'll get fucking Al Gore out there with devil sticks or something.
Yeah.
You know, and Henry Kissinger doing yo-yo tricks.
Yeah, sure. It's where you wear your fucking mask and you fuck a little kid.
No, that's a different spot, but that's okay. We'll get there. There's also another amphitheater thing kind of to the northeast of the entrance on the other side of the compound. But so that one's kind of hard to explain because it wasn't there on the map from 1952 that I found of the camp. It's been moved to the lake.
Okay.
Which we'll get there.
By the lake or in the lake?
To the lake, like to the edge of the lake.
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
the article that I mentioned beforehand was from a publication called Spy Magazine, and it's called Masters of the Universe Go to Camp. This thing,
I am He-Man!
This is
this one time at band camp?
Total fucking whitewash to cover up some of the more sinister shit that may be going on there. The author apparently, this guy claims that he snuck into this place, okay? And the first thing he does is finds a picnic table to sit at right near the bank of payphones, because this is back in the mid-early 80s.
Okay.
So there's a bank of payphones.
Yeah.
And he's sitting at a picnic table listening to Henry Kissinger have a conversation with a woman on the phone.
Ah.
Okay? There's no security, like, no personal security allowed to follow people around. They have guys just kind of cruising around, keeping an eye on shit. But unlike any time any of these other fuckers are going out in public where they've got their security guys with them. They don't have that here.
Okay.
So he's just listening to Henry Kissinger, who was the, you know, at the time or whatever, was the state, the Secretary of State and the National Security Advisor under Richard Nixon. And one of the top 10 most forgettable presidents, Gerald Ford.
A blip in the memory.
Both of whom were frequent members, you know, of these meetings.
True.
Kissinger said, the guy recorded everything, you know, on a hand and pencil and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Henry Kissinger apparently said, we had a jazz concert and rope tricks. This morning we went bird watching. He then apparently just sat down with the author, supposedly, and starts, like, rifling off names of people that are there, including Nick Brady, who was the U.S. Treasury Secretary, and Tom Johnson, who was at the time the publisher of the L.A. Times, a man that he referred to, quote, as the Indian, and that was Shankar Bajpai, who is the former Indian ambassador to the United States.
Okay.
They even had a Russian physicist, Roald Sagdev. Yeah, Sagdev, yeah, fuck it, why not?
Sounds good to me.
Who at the time was a member of the Soviet Supreme Council of People's Duties.
Okay.
Don't know exactly what that is. Sounds like a lot of commie bullshit to me. But this is like 1986, 87?
Yeah.
So we're still in the fucking Cold War, and they've got a communist from the Russian government there.
It's, Gorbachev. Gorbachev.
Those fucking blotches and shit.
Birthmark.
Whatever. Commie stains. of the other big names that were there doing probably nothing, but also totally probably doing some super fucking weird shit in the woods this year included Michel Rocard, who was the prime minister of France. People in his own cabinet, like his, you know, secretary, prime minister, whatever the fuck it was. None of these people had any idea where he was. He just poof gone for 2 weeks. He's fucking...
It's on vacation.
Fingering Jimmy, you know, Jimmy Carter in the woods here somewhere.
Vienna sausages, not Asians.
Well, Vienna sausages would be with Kissinger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another one that nobody has any idea who this guy is. He may or may not be related to Satan. David Rockefeller.
Okay.
Merv Griffin, the creator of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
And the man that essentially narrated the Vietnam War and told the world that JFK was dead, Walter Cronkite was there.
No shit.
Yeah. He's going to come up again in a minute, though.
Okay.
Well, I will talk about some of the goofy shit that these guys are getting into, okay? It's not all making world decisions and planning the downfall of humanity.
No, it's fucking little kids.
There's a pretty extensive bit from the article that I'm going to read here. Quote, during the day, idleness is encouraged. There are a few rules, the most famous one being weaving spiders come not here. In other words, don't do business in the grove.
Okay.
Excuse me while I make a fucking jerk off gesture here. The rule is widely ignored. Another unwritten rule is that everyone drink and everyone drink all the time. This rule is strictly adhered to. The traditional 7 a.m. gin fizzies are served in bed by, quote, camp valets. We're gonna come back to that in a second too,
so
because there's some potential as to what that might be.
We know what they are.
The method for making these is to fill a large horse bucket with chunks of ice, pour in several bottles of gin and a half a bottle of vermouth, and mix it all together. That sounds fucking terrible.
That's wicked.
I can't drink gin anyway, because it's like drinking sand.
We would refer to that as jungle juice back when I was in college.
Well, no, jungle juice is when you mix a bunch of different liquors together.
Yeah, no, jungle juice is a bunch of shit.
This is a mixed drink, just in a trough.
Yeah. Well,
for all the little piggies.
Come here, pig. Sweet.
Throughout the day, there's skeet shooting, domino playing, and museum talks right up through the, quote, afterglows that follow every evening's entertainment.
Afterglows?
Which is, I'm assuming, like, their drinks that they're having.
Of course.
Or whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Everyone is perpetually numbed and loose, but a clubbish... but a clubbish decorum prevails just the same. No one throws up. Now and then a bohemian will sit in the ferns and pass out, though.
Oh.
You're not
of
allowed
course.
To throw up. You're just allowed to pass out in strange places.
You pass out over there, Nixon, I'm going to kick your ass. You throw up, too. I'm going to kick your ass.
I didn't do anything. I am not a crook.
Like if Fidel Castro passes out face down to the dirt and they just start drawing dicks on his face.
Fucking Fidel passed out.
He's yes. Justin Trudeau's dad, though, but that's okay.
Whatever.
So all day long there is music in the grove, and at night in some camps there are programs of entertainment. Comics, singers, actors, any bohemian is welcome at such events. By the way, they don't let outsiders into this. Any of this goofy shit are people that are invited there doing it.
Yeah.
So you'd have like fucking George H.W. Bush trying to tell jokes and shit and fucking Gerald Ford tap dancing or some bullshit out back.
And if Reagan's there by this time, well, he's not really going Reagan smash.
Yeah, well, Ronald Reagan was there, but he must have had to pull himself away from his wife because she had some suction.
Yeah.
They don't call her the throat goat for no reason. Nancy Reagan knew her way around a dick. No joke. There is stories about her from before they got married where she was apparently a fucking pro.
She turned pro at a young age.
She could suck the chrome off a trailer hitch through a garden hose.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, she was
not
she
even
was good.
Just a golf ball.
Oh, no, the golf ball's well past at this point. She's already shot it back out into the crowd.
Fucking impressive.
One afternoon...
Doesn't make her a bad lady.
No.
Well,
she just sucks a mean dick. That's all we're saying. Jesus Christ. Oh, this is like a semi-serious topic here. Dog fucking it to death.
I'm in rare form tonight, sorry.
One afternoon, for instance, the Valhalla camp was crowded with drunk men singing from a small stage in front of a redwood.
That
on
sounds
which...
like a lot like Valhalla okay. would be.
That's yeah, how well, it's supposed to be.
It's going to get even better because they're singing off this little porch, and there's a framed 19th century engraving of Germanic descent there. The scene showing a kind of Black Forest imagery, and the setting seemed very Wagnerian, as the guy put it,
okay.
because they were singing over
Wagner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I'm sure Hitler was just stiff in his grave thinking about that. Yeah.
Ride of the Valkyries.
He came back from the not dead in Argentina, and he was like, man, I wish I was there this year. Because
that is so great.
Back in the early 30s when he was chancellor, he was apparently invited there more than once, too. So that was before the they pooched the beer hall and got their brown shirts on.
Well,
and stuff.
I mean,
yeah.
they were... Well, when he was chancellor, they were pooching the
beer. But this was pre-beer hall. So he was still kind of coming to power. He was coming to power, and then he goes here, and then all of a sudden...
But the thing is...
He's the man.
Then, when the Nazi social, whatever, blah, 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 blah.
He was called Nazis, that's fine.
Yeah, the Nazis. They
he's
actually...
trying to make it good because, you know, he's trying to...
Just because it's in your blood to speak German like that, you can just say Nazis, it's okay.
Whoa, easy, settle down. There was a lot of Nazis. I'm surprised he didn't get invited when he was in power.
Well, he couldn't leave the country. He had a war to lose. I mean, obviously, duh.
You know he left a little bit.
No, he didn't.
He left a little bit afterwards.
It's true.
You know,
and came over.
Through the ratways and into Argentina and then just...
Whatever.
Died.
The good news is he couldn't have kids, so...
Hey, it's fine.
You know, with a one nut and tiny dick. And syphilis. Doesn't, you know... For a father make. Okay. So, through the music was sometimes undercut... by the soft drumming and tinking of urine off the edge of the porch where the beer drinkers went one right after the other.
Sounds like okay. my camper.
They're just pissing right off the porch, man. There's all kinds of stories along these lines. Some get even fucking wilder than that. So since the mid-70s, there's been rumors of prostitutes.
No.
Being brought in for the entertainment of the world's elite.
Wait, hold on.
You wouldn't say.
See my shot face.
Hold on. Keep in mind what I said before. This is a gentleman's club.
Oh, wow. Of course.
No girls allowed.
Unless paid for.
Men only.
Oh. Right.
Unless paid for.
No. Men only.
They're boy girls.
Yeah. Men only.
It just clicked.
They're ganging it up in the woods. I'll cut that out. But, Richard Nixon was once asked about the Grove and the things that go on there, and he said, and I quote, "The Bohemian Grove, which I attend from time to time, is the most faggy goddamn thing you could ever imagine."
Impressive.
Okay. He said that in a recording, May 13th of 1971. Watergate happened June 17th, 1972, effectively ending his presidency.
I am not a crook.
Weird, right?
Huh. And I did not fuck any boys up the ass.
A little over a year later, some shit happens and he basically loses his job as president.
But he passes it on to his buddy.
Right.
He called something out.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird how that happens.
And then
sounds almost like Illuminati kind of shit.
Almost sounds like if you've ever fucking walked past a Clinton in public.
You gotta die.
No. You're just dead.
So
he didn't die. He got pardoned.
You get suicided.
Right. So I mean, there's no physical concrete proof that the two are linked. Something to consider.
I don't think so because his buddy pardoned him.
Yeah.
Right after Ford got in, he said, no.
And again, Gerald Ford attended these frequently.
Richie is pardoned.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good.
He's just got jowls. It's not his fault, guys.
He was a bad boy.
So I think now we're going to have to take our break. And because we're going to come back and it is just, it's bang bang from here on out.
It's fucked.
Fucking double plays left, right, and center here.
Nice.
I did find some other interesting things that have happened in the Grove that are less goofy and more serious before we get into the really dark shit.
We will be judges of how silly or not silly they are.
So there's a guy, shows up in the late 70s, early 80s. Name is John Chain. Sorry, General John Chain. He gives a speech at the Grove. He just so happened at this point in time to be the commander of Strategic Air Command. The top dog of the Air Force.
Okay.
Okay. He is on the Joint Chiefs of fucking Staff.
Yeah.
He's met some people.
Yeah. Okay.
During his speech, he made his intentions pretty clear as to what he's looking for.
Some real good men.
Yeah. He tells all these powerful men, what we really need is comfortable chairs. No.
We're already at the chair force.
Exactly. That's what I said.
We need some good.
My lumbar. We need some good, I don't know, like mesh-backed reclining chairs with very nice arm padding. Because we'll give you our rifles.
Peter. I can go into some bashing right
now.
We're not going to touch rifles. You think we're fucking peasants like the Marine Corps?
No,
Army?
What he really said was, we need more bombs. Give us all the bombs.
Well, it's not so much about the bombs.
Okay.
It's more about the delivery system.
Ah.
So he's telling all these guys that the Air Force, they really fucking need it so hard.
Oh,
we just need an aircraft that's capable of
delivering both
conventional and nuclear, but also able of going undetected on enemy and friendly radar.
What's really bad is my new roommate was part of the Air Force.
We come from Army families. We're allowed to pick on
them. Yeah. Because this was about the time that people were seeing said aircraft.
Because there was actually a couple of gentlemen there from a small, mid-sized company called Northrop Grumman.
Oh, yes.
And they were like, hey, man, here's our card. Let's take your card. We'll exchange some information here.
We'll do pleasantries. Gifts, maybe?
Yeah, and then July 17th, 1989, the first B-2 Spirit stealth bomber takes off on the runway. Less than a decade later.
Yeah.
And before we move away from John Chain, also forgot to mention that he went on to be heavily involved in a couple of small business ventures. The Kemper Insurance Company, ConAgra Foods, and the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company.
Oh.
Ever heard of any of them? Me either. It's fine.
No, don't worry about it.
No.
These are just little fucking mom and pop upstarts that have never taken billions of dollars from the government to just fist fuck the American people.
Of course not.
Especially ConAgra.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, all their food plants are burning down. It's fucking crazy.
I don't know.
Prices go through the roof. We can't afford anything. What the fuck? Huh. So what? You know what that makes me want to do? Makes me want cigarettes. Can't buy those here either because they're fucking $13 a pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. But that's the state of Vermont throwing a 97% tax on everything that's fun to do.
Yeah, that's just Vermont.
Well, then, our the local city is throwing out another dollar or two for tax.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that our ancestors would have been fucking shooting dudes right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're rolling over in their graves.
T? Oh, yeah. You think this is about fucking tea?
This ain't tea, bitch.
This I can give a fuck about your tea. I have a nicotine addiction and I need to fix it.
I have a nicotine addiction.
Yeah.
George Washington just fucking splitting people's heads open like, I need a fucking cigar. Ulysses Grant, right now, is currently trying to reincarnate himself. Be like, where's my barrel of fucking cigars?
Oh my God.
You sons of bitches.
And Sherman's like, Atlanta will fucking burn again.
It's because he's a Reds fan.
It's true.
Ah, no. No, he chased them off there. He might be a Pirates guy.
More of a pirate.
I like to think he's got better taste than being a fucking Mets fan. So.
It's true. No.
You mean to tell me New York has baseball? This is nonsense.
No.
I refuse to root for anything called a Yankee. So another thing that I kind of found a little bit of information on, but not enough to really confirm it, was back in 1941, there's a bunch of gentlemen there from the OSS.
Hold on, before we go any further. So, I don't jump in, because I want to jump in.
Okay.
Just because, we'll go back to the Spirit Bomber thing.
Yeah.
Whoa,
hey.
Scared the shit out of me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
we didn't have barbecue, so that's probably
ooh, fancy. Can I have a fork for my taters?
Yeah.
Nice. Fuck you guys.
Yes.
I get to eat.
Okay.
After.
Fork? No, I don't even care about that fork for your fucking taters. It's finger food.
Dude, they're
bitch.
Greasy. I got computers to finger bang here.
Finger food.
Greasy potatoes.
Finger food.
I'm not getting shit on my computer. I spent too much money on this. Anyway, B2 bomber.
Are you girls done?
No.
Never. Finger food.
Anyway.
I'll finger you.
After this.
Right down the eye of your dick.
Wow. Pegging.
You're going in thumbs first, buddy. It's not pegging, that's sounding. You're supposed to do it with a metal rod and you tap the end of it.
Yes, okay. Daddy.
Okay, anyway.
I already said yes, daddy, to him earlier and he didn't respond back.
No,
so.
I was just like...
I think I creeped him out.
Somebody's been listening to too much true crime, Kent. Push it in, daddy. Nice and slow. Anyway, you're talking about something serious.
Yes, the stealth bomber.
Yeah.
So, people had seen that fucking craft, like...
The one that wrecked?
At least 10 years.
Yeah.
At least previous. And it was just like UFOs. Oh, it doesn't exist.
Well, what I'm saying is the 17th is the first time it was publicly announced that this thing existed.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're like, before that, they were like, oh, it doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, but there's like, oh... It's there.
The one that caused more of those was the F-117, which was the smaller stealth bomber.
Yeah.
This is essentially a B-52. This is a big motherfucker. This is like a quad engine craft.
Stealth bomber, B-52.
I mean, like, size-wise.
Ant to murder hornet.
Huh?
No, ant to crow. Stealth bomber, B-52. Different sizes.
Not really. The B-52 and the Spirit were, like, size-wise are about the same. The F-117 is closer to like an F-18 Raptor size.
Yeah,
that's a stealth fighter.
Yeah.
But they could also
bomb.
Yeah, exactly. So back to this. There's some gentlemen there from the OSS back in 1941.
Yeah.
They brought a scientist with them. Guy that like you've probably heard of at this point. And they're trying to start a little project because you know we've understand that World War II is about to be a thing that we're getting involved in. And just in case shit gets out of hand, we need somebody that can potentially make the world's first rice cooker. And they brought fucking Robert Oppenheimer to Bohemian Grove. This is the birthplace of the Manhattan Project.
Yeah.
Like, this was one of the little meetings that, you know, just sitting around shooting the shit, drinking beer, and smoking hot dogs at a fucking
Let's level
picnic
a
table. And they're like, hey, man, you know what'd be really cool? Hey, can you pass me the mustard? Thanks. Do you know how to, like, split atoms and shit? Or can we learn you how to do that, maybe?
Well, they probably weren't even like that. They were probably more like, hey, do you know how to make something that can... Oh, how can I put this? Annihilate Japan?
We need to essentially have you make a bulldozer that we can drop and it immediately kills everything.
Yeah. Can you make one of those?
Except for this one fucking guy.
Okay.
This one motherfucker that's like, somehow going to survive both of them because he was in town for both of them.
I'm not going to say like
patreon.com/darkwidowspodcast. Oh, that was our
good plug.
That was our bad luck episode. Yeah. Just listened to that one the other day with my brother-in-law, and he laughed his ass off because he was on for that one, and his microphone didn't work. So
at least it's working this time.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we tested everything this time.
He
because I'm a special.
Because I mean, they're like, oh,
because I'm not special.
It's true. But they're like, oh, can you make not? Well, I mean, one's good, but can you make two?
How about like three or four? We're gonna use two of them.
Well, because like he was nuclear, and then we went to this thing called fusion. After World War II, because this other guy was like, listen, I like this better. So he's like, they're like, okay, after World War II, we're like, I like that idea good too.
See, we'll I'm a conventional warfare guy. I like the Daisy Cutters, where it does the same shit, but there's no nuclear fallout. It's just like
fusion,
super epicness. Heated gas, and it cooks everything in like a 2 mile radius. I dig that, because then you're like, you're not poisoning generations, but
yeah.
I'm going to go on the record right now and say, do your research. Japan deserved it. They did. We're cool with them now, and there's a reason for that.
I will say...
Because we unleashed the sun twice.
I will say yes and
for
no.
For sinking.
Yes and... Yes. Where's the no, then?
I'll
where's
say
the
yes
no?
and no.
Where's the no?
Where's the no?
The no is...
They sunk six boats.
I don't give a fuck
okay,
about the
first
boats.
First off, that's not...
Fuck the boats.
Fuck the boats. Okay. We'll talk... Okay, we've been talking about covering it for a long fucking time, but we will be covering it soon, possibly, here, maybe.
Yeah. Japan and famous. Oh, units. God. He's pulling out a book, everybody. Yes.
That book right there is enough reason to say they deserve it.
I was going to say 731. Okay, yes.
Yeah, Unit 731. They literally raped a city. Let's see. This neat little thing we talked about not long ago called the Bataan Death March.
Yes. Yes.
Pretty much everything they did in China and Korea and, like, all the little islands and stuff. All
right, listen.
So then we unleash the sun.
Twice.
First off, A, let's take it back a little bit. The Bataan Death March and all of the other stuff. Okay, we did that too over here to our own fucking people. They did it to someone else's people.
At least it's our own.
Yes, they did.
When did we do it to our own people?
The fucking Cherokee. Oh, hey, well,
they,
get the
they
fuck out.
They were technically enemy combatants, okay?
They were combatants.
I'm not taking anything away from because they were bad.
The Bataan Death March was enemy combatants.
Right.
Okay.
But you don't fuck with us. We can fuck with you.
So, still, it doesn't... Two wrongs don't make a right.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you what. Next week for Patreon, patreon.com/darkwidowspodcast, you give us $5 and you can hear me cover U.S. war crimes during World War II. How about that? Just to be even. Japan deserved it. Fuck them.
It'll be about 7 minutes.
No, whoa, dude, we did some awful shit in World War II.
We did.
Oh, man, we did some bad stuff.
You know what? That's why people are afraid of us.
That's why I didn't say, you know, U.S. war crimes in Vietnam,
because
that's a main storyline episode because it's so long.
They're afraid of us because we dropped not one, but two fucking atomic weapons, and we went, hey, look. Hey, because our president went, I got a bigger dick than you.
You like that? He wants
Here's
some more.
Another one.
And then he went, hey, well, let's do another one.
You didn't surrender fast enough, motherfucker. Now you.
And then the next president, a couple presidents later,
should've
was
tapped.
Like, should have
fucking tapped.
Should have fucking tapped.
I don't hear no bell. You should have tapped.
A couple presidents later, he was like at a fair and was like, hey, remember what happened? You know, not so long ago. This is Cold War era. Hey, remember what happened? Yeah. Do you want that to happen to Russia?
Yeah.
Because we'll fucking do it, motherfucker. And they're like, no. Well, but then Russia's like, Mother Russia, come back at you. You know.
After Emperor Hirohito cleaned the ashes of his children off of his lenses, he went, I should probably stop now. Fuck that guy and his dumb little mustache. Anyway.
We can go on.
Now we'll get into some dark shit. How about that? First off, there's been rumors for years, again, about the whole prostitution thing. But also some of it where it was not paid prostitution, but potentially human trafficking. People being forced into here and being whatevered. And then some of them not reappearing anywhere. Pretty no. large area. A lot of trees.
Yeah.
Soft ground, you know?
Lake.
Lake. Some women have come forward. Obviously, none of them have given their names for reasons. saying that they were drugged and kidnapped and forced into, quote, servicing the elites at the camp in the Grove. But now we'll get into the big one. The one that everybody's kind of like, well, they're going to have to talk about that. This is called the cremation of care. Okay. We're going to go back to the article because Homeboy apparently watched the whole thing, didn't think anything was weird about it. The cremation took place at the man-made lake that is in the center of the Grove's social activity. At 9:15, a procession of priests, finger quotes, carrying the crypt of Mr. Dull, of Mr. Dull Care, out of the trees on the east side, along the Grove's chief thoroughfare River Road. They wore bright red, blue, and orange robes that looked like they could have been designed for a Ku Klux Klan rally. When they reached the water, they extinguished their torches.
Uh-huh.
At this point, some hemadrids, which are tree spirits.
Oh, of course. Okay,
which are a real thing. It's
yeah,
all in, like, fairy taxonomy and shit. And another priest or two appear at the base of the main owl shrine, a 40-foot-tall, moss-covered statue of stone and steel at the south end of the lake, and sang songs about care. And again, care is with a capital C, like we're talking about a person.
Uh-huh.
Like the other club.
Right. They told of how a man's heart is divided between, quote, reality and fantasy. How it is necessary to escape to another world of fellowship among men and to destroy a ring. I want to talk about the owl quick.
Are you talking about Lord of the Rings?
Yes. Yes. Always. So we got to talk about this owl.
My precious.
This is a statue of Moloch. And Moloch was a deity of the Canaanites. Kind of pops up in the Bible here and there. The big thing that Moloch was associated with was the sacrifice of humans. He was a fertility and
god
of the harvest and all this shit.
But he's, like, been demonized, right?
Yes, because the main focus of the sacrifices is children.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of why they were like, not cool, man. Like, not that cool. He does pop up later on in the Bible, and now he's got a fancy new name, and he goes by Baal, which I believe we covered him in our demon episode.
We did.
Quite some time ago with our buddy Seth when he was still
on. That was a couple days ago.
Now, why in the world
2 days ago
would there be a giant fucking statue dedicated to a god built on the back of child sacrifice in a private campground that only the ultra elites of the world have access to?
I have no clue.
Me either. That's Nobody crazy. Knows. It's probably not even real.
It probably isn't.
There's videos and shit of it, but it's probably not real.
Nah. Holograms. Yeah.
We'll get into a hologram here. Back to the ceremony. Then the crypt of care was pulled slowly down the lake by a black-robed figure in a black gondola, accompanied by a great deal of special effects smoke. So being the late 80s, there's probably somebody in a boat in front of him that they're just pretending not to see, and he's like, just hoofing along, just throwing fucking dry ice out the back of the boat in front of the other guy. Don't look at me! It's for... Shut up! He just, like, ducks.
And then
fucking
And then fucking Jason Voorhees comes out of the fucking water. Sorry.
Are we talking, like water retard Jason or Jason's mom, Jason? Water retard Jason, sorry.
My dad's mother's a nice lady.
I didn't call your dad a retard. So your dad's not big enough to be Jason Voorhees. He's, like, 5'6". Like the least intimidating serial killer ever. Put a hockey mask on him. You just hear, you fucking smell beer burps coming a mile away.
I'm going to tag him in this one now.
Your dad's a nice guy.
My dad's a nice guy.
I like your dad. I like your mom more, though.
My mom's a nice lady. Yeah.
Jenny Bates going to choke a bitch?
Honey Badger don't give a shit.
So just as the priest sets out the torture... Just as the priest sets out to torch the crypt, a red light appears high in the redwoods and a large speaker in the forest is amplifying the cackling voice of care.
Right.
Fools! Will ye learn that me ye cannot slay?
What? Is that English?
It's not, dude.
Translation is.
Year after year, ye burn me in this grove. But when again ye turn your feet towards the marketplace, am I not waiting for you, as of old? With that, Care spits out shit and puts the fires out.
Actual shit?
That's probably like water or something. I mean, they're at a lake.
Okay.
A water slide comes out and
yes.
fucking Jesse Jackson comes down with a bucket. He's like, woo! And just like dumps it on it.
Supersuckers.
It's a mower, you know?
No, Jesse Jackson's a bucket of water guy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, he probably shouldn't be in the ropes, though. That'd be a little weird.
Yeah.
Jesse Jackson's black. So the priest turned in desperation to the owl. Oh, thou great symbol of all mortal wisdom, owl of Bohemia, grant us thy counsel. It's fucking flowery bullshit. How do these motherfuckers rule the world?
Listen,
they just do.
My brain already hurts listening to this.
Every year, there are new wrinkles on the cremation ceremony. The big improvement this year was to project a hologram onto the owl's face so that its beak seems to move.
Okay.
Also, the voice of the owl, to this day still, is Walter fucking Cronkite.
Motherfucker. Huh.
Yeah. By the way, Cronkite camps in Hillbillies with George H.W. Bush, William F. Buckley Jr., who was a high-ranking CIA spook. I think he may have been Bush's right-hand guy when he was the head of the CIA. did a little bit of digging into him. He was executed by a group calling themselves Islamic Jihad on October 4th, 1985.
Huh.
Yeah, he was doing some CIA shit, and they're like, ha-ha, bitch! You're too white to be here. We know you ain't one of us. And they apparently cut his throat and left him in the fucking desert on the side of the road. That's what you get for invading other people's countries, CIA. I know you're listening, you sons of bitches.
Yeah.
They listen to everything.
My house is on fire.
I mean, Bush Sr. was the one.
You're going to get a no-knock later.
Probably.
Bush Sr. was the one that was like, Clinton, shut the fuck up. You don't want to know anything. Anything about...
You know what this Reagan guy needs? Three in the chest.
Actually, well, no, that wasn't him. That was
You need a place for your toys.
What?
If you need a place before the no knock, let me know.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that. I need to get flashbangs though.
Remember claymores?
I would love to be like the last person. Last thing that a home intruder sees is my naked ass. With a tomahawk, and then everything goes white, and they wake up next to their grandma in heaven somewhere.
Did you know?
You probably cut a lot of that.
Oh, no. Fucking Roomba claymores.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that you can fit a half pound of Tannerite in the dust collection?
Act accordingly. I follow the same guy on YouTube. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, also, I was saying, it wasn't him. It was not Bush. It was some other guy. Some other guy was like, who was ever the head of CIA? He was like, yeah, Bill, no. See, you're not going to know what's UFO or anything.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to tell you.
So Cronkite, as the owl, said that the only way Care could be cremated was to use the fire from the lamp of fellowship.
And he said at the end, and that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, probably.
and that's the way it was.
So the lamp of fellowship is sitting in front of the owl. It's an eternal gas flame that burns day and night while the camp is occupied.
Of course.
So
only while the camp's occupied.
Then he continues, you wouldn't want to burn the camp down.
Yeah, right. Where else are we gonna go suck each other off?
Like, exactly.
Can't do that in public.
Silly bastards.
We don't have that island anymore. I mean. So he continues, that did it. Care went up in blazes. What he missed is that Care is an effigy of a body that is wrapped in highly flammable cloth. At one point in time, it was something that they made of, like, a wood structure they made every year that looks vaguely the size and shape of a human child. More modern versions where there's been some grainy pictures taken of people that have snuck in. It's a metal frame, roughly, vaguely the shape and size of a human child. And the other thing he neglected to mention is that when it's thrown into the fire at the bottom of the owl... the speakers, the same speakers that have just played the glorious voice of Walter Cronkite, play the sound of either a woman or a child screaming as it burns.
Ah.
That's whatever. That's not weird.
Don't worry about that.
Nothing
to see here.
So, we're kind of narrowing it down here. Some of the interesting people that have visited this place, other than the ones we've already talked about, Ronald Reagan was a member before he became president.
Yep.
And the year before he was elected, he was there with Jimmy Carter, who he beat in the election.
Yeah.
Weird, right? The next cycle comes up, and he runs up against Walter Mondale. And there's photos of them sitting next to each other at one of these picnic tables, just chilling out, you know, being buddies and stuff. He beat Walter Mondale. George Bush.
Shocker.
Yeah. George Bush Jr. Happens. When he ran up against Al Gore, they were both there together. They weren't necessarily being buddies, but they were there together. Then when he ran up against his cousin and fellow bonesman, John Kerry, next cycle.
He beat him.
They were both there, too. Weird, right?
Yeah.
John Kerry wasn't even faking getting a fucking Purple Heart or nothing.
No.
He was just there.
Nope.
Now, Barack Obama is a late invite the year that he would beat Satan herself for the presidency.
Thank God.
He was not on the initial list of invites. But it was after he had his little meeting with a group of people in Virginia. They were like, hey, we should invite this guy. All this happens. Hillary drops out. He becomes president.
Yeah, they said, hey, listen, Bill, get your wife in order.
So there's so much of this weird shit going on with these shady groups. Like, you know, again, the Trilateral Commission, Skull and Bones, World Economic Forum. We would have to start a secondary podcast talking just about that to cover all of it.
Okay.
Because there's so many of them, and they're all the same fucking dudes.
And Skull and Bones is older than Bohemian Grove.
All of them, yeah. But they're all the same goddamn people, and they're all buddies.
Oh, yeah.
Until you put a camera on them, and then they hate each other.
Yeah.
It's weird, right? Yeah.
I mean, do you even say the Rothschilds?
Kind of goes without saying. I mean, the Rockefellers are there, so
yeah.
You'd think that the other ones wouldn't be there.
True, they would be.
You know. But yeah, so that's what I did for Bohemian Grove.
Nice.
And I left out so much fucking information.
Oh yeah,
so much.
I guarantee.
Like the fact that one of the founding members was fucking Mark Twain. You know, Jack London was there quite frequently. There's been a lot of big wigs that have been there, and
of course
I'm more worried about the ones that we don't know that were there.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah.
But
there's some people that probably were there that, you know, we'd be like, whoa. Yeah. What the fuck.
I didn't even get into the fact that one of the women, not victim blaming, but one of the women that was apparently drugged and dragged there claimed that it was done by the Illuminati. And that there were, you know, reptilians and shit there, which, who fucking knows?
Lizard people.
Who knows? Who fucking knows? Mitch McConnell had a hard reset on camera today. Like, he stood up to a microphone and he goes, and then we're gonna, like, he booted down and he just stood there for like 15.
I haven't seen this yet.
Dude, it's like 15 seconds of him just standing there staring.
Today?
Yeah. 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 And then another senator, not even one of his aides, another full-blown senator's like, hey, Mitch. You want to go back and talk about this in your office? He's like,
I think he had something go wrong.
Well, he fell and fucking whacked his noodle a couple months ago. Well, here's the thing is, like, if you're going to say that he's not fit for duty, you also have to say the same thing with fucking, Shrek there in Pennsylvania. John Fetterman. The one that had a stroke, like, less than a year ago, and they're like, we're going to run this guy, and he gets elected, and they have to put him in a fucking psych ward because he lost his mind.
Lord and Savior, our chief and commander-in-chief.
No.
Well,
no,
he's about the same, because I think he had something.
You know, we have some chocolate ice cream.
Dude, he is a.
I think he had a stroke.
I'm pretty sure he has. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I swear.
How many times has he fallen up the stairs?
Jesus Christ, he's 80 years old.
I'm saying, I think, because, like, when he first started out the campaign and everything else, he looked like he did when he was vice president.
Yeah.
And then.
Now he looks like hell.
Then now it's just like.
He can't even
see. Weird.
Talk.
Yeah.
Either that, or you want to keep going down the rabbit hole. It's not even him.
It's true. Maybe it's someone else.
Body doubles and AI, man.
But we won't.
There's the Bohemian Grove.
I've seen some fucking deep fakes of him giving speeches and shit, and you cannot tell the difference. It's the same fucking cadence, the same, like, facial expressions. It's creepy. Like, AI is like is fucking scary.
Like you said, another podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, if you like listening to this stuff, like Kevin has said, mentioned like twice now.
Them potatoes good.
They're fucking fantastic.
You can go. Good. You two stop. No. You can go on over to
Patreon.com/Dark Widows Podcast. $5 a month gets you an extra episode every goddamn week.
And you can listen to these guys go on and on.
Yes, and some of the time, we're not even talking about topics. We've got like two episodes that have just been titled Bitchin' and then Bitchin' again, because we're just bitching about stuff.
A lot of bitching.
I haven't even been a friggin' member half the time because I can't pay for it.
And the thing is like, even on the episodes where there are topics, we still just bitch at the end of it.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Like right now.
Yes. Oh, no, we get in-depth with our bitch sessions. It's good.
It's a lot of bitching. And also, you could head on over to another place, Studio. Like he said.
Yes, bitch.
Go over to studio.com. Check them out. They have headphones.
One type of headphones.
Yes, yes, one type.
Two speakers.
Headphone implies that you can only use one.
Plural. They have a headphone plural.
But I don't understand, because it's like pants.
I know.
It's not plural. Pant. It's a pair of pant.
Yes.
You know?
I know. English language. Whatever. So they have headphones. They have Bluetooth speaker.
They don't have pants. I mean, they don't sell them. I'm sure they have them. But...
No, they don't. And they also have multiple versions of earbuds.
Different styles.
Find what you want. Put it in your basket. Go to checkout. Put the promo code DARKWINDOWS15 in to get 15% off your entire purchase. Also, family, go on over to your social media. Check us out on Facebook. Two different ones. We are Dark Windows Podcast, and we are
Dark Windows.
Dark Windows.
Dark Windows one. You go there, you leave a review, and you mention something you want covered.
Yes.
We'll do our pretty hardest to make sure we do it.
We will.
Kale, yours is coming up, I promise. I just have to dig into it, because it's going to be a fucking doozy.
Woohoo! So juicy.
Some local true crime.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he from around here?
Yeah, he's in, I believe, Springfield?
Huh.
Yeah.
Let's see. Also, you can go on over to, that place. You know, the place that does the thing. Instagram. We're on there, Dark Windows Pod. And on Twitter, Dark Windows Pod. Not so much the Twitter, but whatever.
We don't really use Twitter, because
Twitter's stupid.
It's boring.
With that being said, just because you can't see out in the dark doesn't mean the dark can't see into you. Have a good one until next week.
Yep.
Bye.
The owls are not real.